T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. In the studio, as always, we have our Hot Rod and Happy. You know, I thought I had an attendance talk last week.
Apparently, it didn't go over too well.
Apparently, they didn't get the memo. Our Hot Rod and Happy couple, actually, they have a good excuse for not being here, old Smitty and Breezy. Their kids were off at the beach for a week, and they just came back in town today. All right. So they're spending a little QT with the kids.
Oh, that's understandable. I miss Smitty and Breezy.
You know, I mean, this is my thing. You're going to see them tomorrow and the next day.
Yeah, they live with you.
And the next day. And the next day. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, they change every day, but they don't change that much. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, they can send you a picture.
I mean, if they're gone,
that's probably why I don't have kids. I don't get it. Like I don't understand.
If they're gone for like
that's
a
why
year.
I'm like Uncle Rob and not Father Rob.
Yeah, Uncle is a good role.
Yeah, I like that. Like I love to do little kids. Like you know, like you have these little kids and they're like, oh, it's so cute, he's holding them, and I love to play games, like, oh, you're flying, and get them good and shook up, and then hand them back to their parents.
Yeah, and then when something goes wrong, like, oh, he's adorable, like, here you go.
Yeah, this one right here, I think something happened to it.
This one's broken.
Yeah, this one's got something running out of its face. It's freaking me out.
You need to fix it.
It's about to stain my shop shirt. I don't play that game. So we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Let's kick it out west. What's going on in San Diego, California, and our man Will Fletcher?
That's right, guys. Will's like, hey, can I get a shout out in California?
You damn right.
Sure. We talk about Alabama. The least we can do is talk about California.
You know, San Diego, I'm sure they have an amazing hot rod scene out there also.
Well, it's California, son. It's the left coast.
They got more bounce in California.
I mean, you know what I mean. I heard that whole state's about to break off. I don't know. It might be where them earthquakes come from. I don't know. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
I'm telling you. I feel like we're the A-team. Dun, 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 dun.
We're kind of like Trevor said last week. We're the, what did you say, the three amigos.
The three amigos.
I think the A-team is kind of
yeah, A-team is.
Yeah, if I'm going to be a group like that, I'd rather be the A-team.
I'll have to go with, I'll
I
be
feel like
face.
You have to be Mr. T.
No, I call all-time face. I'm just throwing that out there. You can be Hannibal, you can be Murdoch, you can be B.A. I don't care. But I'm all-time face. Face drove the Corvette. I have a Corvette.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I'm saying.
That's a
face,
good argument.
Face was devilishly handsome. I'm devilishly handsome. If the shoe fits, you got to wear it, you know?
I'm stuck with damn Murdoch.
There's worse things. He wears a dress sometimes. That's kind of cool.
No, it isn't.
I've seen you in a dress, Hoskins. I'm telling you.
Have you?
Yes.
I mean, it has happened. Have you really seen that?
Possible. No comment.
Possible.
No comment.
I don't recall that.
Every time I talk to you about subjects like this when they drift off that way, my FCC compliance training pops into my head.
And you take it from there.
Yeah, I'm like, and we'll talk about that on the break. So, you know, I was thinking about something good to talk about this week. And you know, I've been out. I don't know how you guys are or people listening are. But, you know, when I like to go out and kill time on a pretty afternoon, I love to get a hot ride out and cruise around. What's cool? Cruising around all the car dealerships and looking at the new cars coming out.
Yeah.
Keeps you in the know. But I want to tell you something. I used to sell new cars. Hoskins used to sell new cars. Kobe's drove new cars.
Yeah, I've never sold new cars.
But is the price of these things? It's insane. And I understand. I sell more. New cars make me sound more and more like my dad every day. I remember when you could buy a Suburban for
$6,500.
And I mean, that blows my mind. But the used car prices are going through the roof now.
Yeah, the cars are getting more expensive, I mean, relative to inflation.
It's past inflation.
Yeah, I think it's 10 steps in front of inflation.
Yeah, I think they're way, way past inflation.
It's way past inflation. And that's the big thing, is the sticker shock with these things now. And, I mean, they're not scared to put a price on one.
No, they'll spec it out for you.
And, I mean, it's... And the thing is, it's not just big-ticket items. And this is the thing that's crazy. And we'll get more into this in the segments coming forward. But it's like necessarily cheap, like the cheaper brands are the worst ones.
Yeah.
It's bad when the luxury brands, you kind of understand it a little bit. At least you're driving a Porsche.
Kia's got it figured out, man. These things are so popular, we're going to mark it up $6,000, but then we're going to mark it down $5,000. We're doing you a favor.
Yeah, they're taking that cue from the furniture salesmen and the jewelry stores and all that.
There ain't no market adjustment on a damn Kia.
I'll tell you something else about the Kias. Now, they've come a long way. We even whipped into the Kia dealership. What's the Teletubby? One of them?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, the new SUV.
The Ford Flex looking thing.
Hybrid thing.
No, it ain't a hybrid. No, it's a
SUV.
Yeah.
The
one's got the creepy kid in the commercial. They said we could never build it.
That thing is like, what, 50?
It's like Children of the Corn kind of thing.
Was that child from South Korea?
No, he was like from Alabama. That's the thing.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Daddy said.
They're pushing some serious numbers on him.
The Kia Souls. Do you know they sold more Kia Souls than Suburbans ever?
Well, yeah, it's because they're cheap.
They ain't cheap.
But they're not cheap. That's the thing. I mean, they're not Suburban prices, but they're not cheap by any stretch.
I don't know. My little sister bought one. She kept it for like a month back in, that's probably 2013. I think she paid like $15 for it or something.
Yeah, they're way more than that.
That same car now is like $29.
$29 loaded out. That's a turbo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's absurd.
It's got extra hamsters in it and all that stuff. But, and the creepy kid sitting in the back seat for that kind of price. But I mean, they're still... 23, 26 for a, I'm talking about a Kia with hubcaps on it.
Pretty much.
That's crazy.
When's the last time you've seen a car with hubcaps on it?
I saw one today, actually, and it caught my eye.
It's just weird because everything has wheels on it now.
One of my coworkers has a Hyundai Elantra, and I'd never noticed it because I didn't think that was still a thing, but it's got hubcaps on it.
Stepping up.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
You have 17-inch hubcaps.
They weren't even 17.
That's bad.
Yeah, they're like 16s, I think.
You know, you go to hubcaps. That's like a friend of mine. He's got an older OBS truck. Well, he went to a local tire shop here and was going to get just a set of aftermarket takeoffs. Well, he wanted the chrome Chevrolet 5-star looking ones. And the guy goes, do you want them chrome with the chrome hubcaps that go over top of them or just the aluminum part? He goes, what are you talking about? They're all chrome. He said, no.
No, it's a wheel skin. It's chrome just a wheel clad. Skin.
Yeah. So in other words, it has a hubcap on it.
It's, in theory, it's a simulator. But, it's actually slick because you got to think about it. If you've got a chrome-plated aluminum wheel and you've got a steel wheel with this chrome clad cover on it, it's actually a lot tougher. And riding around in Greenville in the pothole capital of the world, that's an extremely handy thing.
Wheel skins do not come off. I have a car, actually, and my dad has them on his 200 right now. It's a quote-unquote semi-permanent.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's
like,
a slick, it's a slick idea.
It is.
And that way you got the steel wheel reliability. But you're riding on chrome.
Yeah, my Stratus had aluminum, and I was just trying to dress it up to make it a better looking Dodge Stratus. So tinted the windows, put a little M3 spoiler on it, and some wheel skins. Sure, sharp.
He said chicks digged it.
No,
we'll go that far.
It took a very pedestrian looking car, and it became a pretty good looking car.
Pedestrian looking. I've never heard a car described. I've heard a lot of descriptions.
Well, it's one step above a walking
scooter. Then
the Sebring.
Everything else.
I can see you rocking a Sebring convertible for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. I just see it.
Hair flowing in the wind.
No.
You get one of those Sebring convertibles with a Bentley body kit.
Well, that's different.
No. It's still Sebring convertible. It's totally different.
Yeah, but people don't.
Totally the same.
But nobody knows that.
I tell you what, we all know is commercial breaks, guys. We got to take one. Hang tight. We're talking about sticker shock on the car lot This week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Hip Hop. You like that? That was a remix. We got Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Bowdoin, Georgia, and our man Daniel Meeks hanging out up there. Thank you for listening.
It'd be down there from where we're at. Georgia's that way. Man.
All right, Mr. Map.
I'm just saying that, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
Yo, yo, yo.
Look at you. Mixing it up on us over there, sir. Yeah,
you were getting
sir,
on
with... I need some turntables.
Yeah, you were getting with the
I need the ones and twos, Patrick. Could you be a lamb and get me some ones, some turntables? I could do that. Anyway, wrong DJ. So, this is the thing. We're talking about sticker shock. Now, off the air, you're talking about your brother. Mm-hmm. And I share a similar story with this. My mother bought a brand new Escalade. Correction, my father bought my mother a new Escalade in 2002. And I'll be honest with you, my mom gets a new Cadillac every 3 years. It's like a contract deal. If she puts up with him, she gets the car. So
reasonable.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, putting up with him, she should ask for one every two. You know what I mean?
Your mother is a saint. Happy birthday, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, mom. But, you know, so yeah, putting up with them, hell, I put up with them every day. I don't get a damn Cadillac, you know? I mean, it's really kind of a messed up deal. And I'll be honest with you, through the week, I see him more than she does. He's unconscious half the time asleep when she has him. He's awake and stern when I have him. There's no nap time. And I don't, where's my Escalade? I don't even get a CTS, okay?
You turned down a Corvette once.
I did turn down a Corvette once, but one Corvette. We've had probably six Escalades since then.
He's had many opportunities to offer you another one.
He has ample opportunities to offer me one. I had to buy my own damn Corvette. That's what's wrong with the world right now. You know? Nobody's giving you Corvettes. So, I got a funny story about the Corvette. And I really wanted to wait on this, but hell with it. It's my show. I can do this. So, all right. You know, it's no late breaking news. I've sold a car or two in my life. I'm no stranger to selling a car. Be honest with you, I don't get really attached to cars. You know what I mean? They're trading stock at the end of the day. I mean, even if I like it, I could be talked out of it.
Yeah.
Well, I got a really good friend of mine who owns a restaurant here in town. He saw my car on social media, my 69 Corvette, my birthday present to myself. I've drove that car two times. He says, what'd it take to buy the little white car? And I said, Jimmy, I don't think I want to sell it. Come on, it's got a number. So I put a number on it. And I'm talking about when I say I put a number on it, I put a Barrett Jackson number on it.
You put the I like it number?
I put the number like you're going to have to step up to, you haven't flipped enough burgers yet, number on it. I'd like to come look at it. Well, the car was up on the lift, had it raised up in the air. You couldn't even touch it. Glistening under the fluorescent lights. He walks around it. Walks under it. It's frame off restored. Bottom looks like the top. He goes, would you take this for it? It was about $1,000 less than what I was at. I said, no. No, I will not. And my dad is standing off to the distance, just shaking his head.
Threw a dart at you or something?
He's like, what's wrong with you? And he's just shaking his head. And he goes, man, it's a nice car. Can you let it down? Let me see the top side. If I have to. So I let the lift down. Open the door. I sit down in it. The sound of the leather. It just hugs you. It's that sound. It just hugs you. And then I stick the key in the switch. First click. Door jar light comes on. Amp gauge picks up. Bob Seger's on the radio. I hit, pushed the clutch in, I hit the switch. Boop, 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 boop. Just that 350 just came to life. Just, boop, 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 boop. Just sounding perfect. Just bump the switch like it's fuel injected. I got to have this car. I said, I told you a price. I shut it off. It's all you get for free. You know? And he walks off. He's been texting me all day long. Can I come back and look at it again? No. That's what I'll say. If you want to look at it again, you better bring money with you. And he says, you know, it never fails. I've all my life, if I was trying to get rid of it, you couldn't get a soul to touch it. I don't want to sell. I've had 15 people try to buy it.
Yep.
Like, can I drive it like 3 times? I got 2. One more good time. So I'm going to drive it. We had a really fun cruise in coming up this weekend. And for the Good Neighbor Food Pantry.
Yep.
And in Anderson, for the Anderson Classic Car Club. And you know, and I want to drive my Corvette to that. I'm going to, if it hair lips the Pope. I don't even know if that's FCC friendly. Patrick's not paying attention, so we're going to let it roll.
I don't think most people know what that means.
It's a Southern thing with, I don't care what it takes. I'm going to drive my Corvette to the cruise in before my buddy tries to buy it off of me. Because I get weak when you start throwing $100 bills at me. That's my weakness. That gets me.
I think that's everybody's weakness.
As a rule. You know, that's my kryptonite. And, you know, but the thing is, I started looking online, and even for this price, I told him, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a car to replace it with that's as nice. I mean, you can find some decent old cars for less, but good restored ones, it's hard to find.
Well, and yours has some attitude added to it also.
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, but, and I like it. Like, it's suited for me.
Well, yeah,
you know?
That costs money.
Exactly.
And it's not like you're going to find another one.
Because I got expensive taste. And I'm kind of like a, I'm like a, I'm classy like a pleather jacket, you know? No, I'm classy like a leopard skin jacket.
Yeah, I wouldn't go pleather.
No. That's just bad. No leather of the roll in my Corvette. But
like a little Chardonnay.
I'm classy like Pabst Blue Ribbon. You know.
Miller High Life. Champagne and beer.
the champagne. So anyway, so he's trying to buy my Corvette. I'm in a little conundrum with that right now.
That'll be a sticker shock.
Oh, I promise you. I tried to get my coronary. It didn't work.
Here's the thing. It ain't going down in value.
No, it's not. No, it's not. So, but I kind of gave him like 2027's price on it.
Right.
Not 2019's price. And he didn't even slow him down.
Well, that's because people... You know, that's the thing. And me and you have been there, and Richard's been there. If you go somewhere and you see something you want, and you really want it, my God, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, you got to step up the bat.
That's the way it is.
Yeah. And if you want it, you got to buy it, just like these new cars.
That's it. If you want to ride around in something new, you got to pay the price.
And then we're going to get to this Cadillac Escalade story that we got way off track on here in this next segment. I promise, guys. Stay tuned. We got more coming your way right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Let's bring it a little closer to home to Hendersonville, North Carolina, and our buddy Jonathan out there.
Old Jonathan. Good guy. Good people.
I ran into him Friday night up in Hendersonville.
Literally. Cool. Did you usually like knock him down? Or?
No. I was sitting there eating. And
did you hit him with your car?
No, he was right over to the side, and we got to talking. And
he's like, hey, I know you. Yeah, you're that guy.
Yeah. He's like, I listen to the show. I was like,
see, it always makes me nervous when people say that to me. Hey, I know you. And I'm like, crap, what did I do?
I said that first.
Like wait a minute. Do I know your old lady? Wait a minute. No, I'm just kidding. wait a minute. No. But it wasn't me. It was the other guy that sounds like the Marlboro Man.
So we're sitting there talking.
With perfect hair.
We're sitting there talking for a few minutes, and we're up there with some friends, and got done talking, and they turn around, and they're like, who is that? I'm like, Jonathan? I don't know who he is. I said, I don't have a clue.
So, hey, you know what? Just go with it.
Super nice guy, though.
Sounds like a nice guy. I tell you what's not nice is the sticker shock on these new cars. And that's what we're talking about this week. So you're telling me your brother bought an 02 Escalade.
He did. He had bought a 99 or a 2000, the original one.
The real Escalade. I love those things.
They were very nice Tahoes. He had bought one of those for his wife, and then the second the new ones came out, he went and got one. And he had out a couple cocktails, so he called me over to check it out. And he was pretty proud that he had just bought a $56,000 or $57,000 car in 2002, which, I mean, I was like, yeah, man, that's pretty awesome. But that was only 17 years ago, and inflation has not doubled the cost of living since then. However, the cost of Escalades has, in fact, doubled.
They're into the 125s.
I mean, I know they're over 100 as of 2017 because I, like, not looked at them like I was going to buy one. Like, looked at them as they were drawing up the paperwork on my ATS. They're safe into the six digits.
I think this was a few months ago, doing the same thing, riding around on an evening and stopped by a local Chevrolet Cadillac dealer and was looking around. There was a pretty black one there, and I looked at the price of it, and it was 128 something.
For Escalade?
Yeah.
That had to be something. I mean,
yeah,
that
had to be like a platinum.
It was. It was the platinum one. But still, I mean, 130 grand. I mean, I was like, wow.
And great cars. But it's not a damn Rolls Royce or something.
I mean, even if it was. I mean, I'm sorry. You get to a certain point, it don't matter what it is.
It's a regular car. All right. It's a car that normal people
drive. So we're talking about 100 grand for an Escalade short, not a long, just a regular, you know, right at 100 grand, 90 something grand. And Lord knows if you get anything extra with it, it's going to be more.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, listen, I rode down the motor mile and I went to almost every dealership but the Dodge store. And that's because I was raised right. I didn't go there. So.
Really?
You go to the Dodge store.
I do.
See what happens to you?
Well, I don't go anymore.
Exactly, because you drive a Cadillac, because you're smart.
Well, yeah, every time I used to go to the Dodge store, I bought a Dodge.
No, that's just bad. So, this is it. I was riding through, and I stopped and looked at the Land Rovers and the Range Rovers, and I started looking at the Porsche Macans. A fully loaded out Porsche Macan. I'm talking about every button you could throw at it. 22-inch staggered wheels on it. This thing was bad news. Making some crazy amount of horsepower. Mm-hmm. This is a Porsche SUV. $66,000.
That's a steal.
The damn Porsche has a better sticker than the Cadillac does.
Wow, that is cheap.
Really. No, I understand that the Cadillac, there's a little more utility with it than the Porsche. But still, that's a bad car.
Really, 66 for a loaded one, huh?
Yeah, and that's a nice car.
I told y'all last week that I've had my car for almost 2 years. That's a long time for me. I just can't find anything I like better. But
how about a Porsche?
I could go for a Porsche.
The only thing is the depreciation, you're going to take a bath.
I already am. I bought a new Cadillac, but yeah.
You know what, though? I think you'll be shocked with your Cadillac and bring and trade.
I mean, I could walk away from it today if I needed to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not rolling anything over, but I might have to look into that.
I mean, that's not that bad. And the thing is, you would be hard-pressed. They replaced the CTS with the...
I don't even know what it's called.
But the car version, the new car version for that.
I'm not buying that.
But a fully loaded one is the same price as the Porsche.
I know.
That's the thing.
That's absurd.
I mean, we're talking XT5 numbers for a Porsche loaded out.
That is amazing.
And I understand that the resale on the flip side of it is probably not going to be there as strong as it is with the General Motors car. But at the end of the day, that's pretty bad when you go bargain shopping at the Porsche store.
Yeah, you want to save some money.
I'm not talking about you over here in the clearance rack. You're out front versus going to the Chevy place or the Cadillac store. And the thing is, it's not just the Cadillac. The damn Tahoes are $80,000.
Yeah, man. Debbie, she was looking for a new Tahoe recently, and she ended up buying, I think she got a 17. And she got right money, but yeah, I was looking at new ones for her, and they're every bit of $80,000.
You jump into premieres, things like that; those things go nuts, man.
Well, that was like I was telling you guys what 3-4 weeks ago or something. I was riding down Motor Mile, and of course, everybody knows I'm a Harley guy. I seen the new.
I didn't go to the Ford store either.
Harley,
stay away from that place.
The new Harley Davidson F-150 sitting out front, beautiful looking truck. Swung in there and looked at it. That truck was bad. $98,000 for an F-150.
I said, the thing is, a High Country Silverado, $75,000.
I know.
I mean, it's a nice truck. Don't get me wrong. And I mean, like I said, and I got a 17 LTZ Silverado that I bought that I love. But I paid a price for it that I thought was reasonable. But when you start stepping up into High Country, and Lord forbid if you get a Rocky Ridge conversion on top of it.
Ooh, that's where they get you.
Yeah.
I see two of those things running around TR all the time, and it cracks me up. And I understand why people do it, because they can roll over the cost.
Of the upgrades into their finances.
Yeah. But, you spend probably 3 times as much as it would cost if you just
did it
yourself. And I know some people that can make Rocky Ridge stickers for you.
My favorite.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They're not serial numbers.
When I worked at the Ford store, it was hilarious. Remember when they probably had it when you were there. They had the Carolina Chrome package.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Carolina Chrome. And that's where you got your cheesy chrome fender trims and like your chrome stainless molding across the bottom.
They were sharp trucks. for like a pawpaw.
In an AutoZone hop-up kind of way, yes. And the Carolina Chrome package. And we sold that junk. And we sold the thing. It was like, what?
Well, the package was like a couple $1,000 or something.
We're talking maybe $200 worth of stuff. This sticks on.
Maybe, but you can finance that for 72 months.
Exactly. And we used to take...
a bargain.
We used to take every XL that wasn't white, Carolina Chrome. And that was, you know what I'm saying? I mean, literally a work truck with power windows got... V6s.
Well, people were getting into sharp trucks for $24,000. It seemed like a bargain.
Well, and that's the thing. Like another big one we did back. This is right before I left the Ford store. We started getting in a load of the FX2. So it's kind of like an FX4, but it serves no purpose. it's like the only there's only one thing in the FX2 option package: the sticker.
It's like a pre-runner.
Yeah, exactly. Pre-runner. So it. Looks like an FX4, except it sits 2 inches shorter. It has two-wheel drive wheels because it's a two-wheel drive truck, and that's it. It has a sticker.
Well, all of those 10-plus-year-old trucks now have been lifted 3 inches in the front.
Exactly. Well, that and the thing was that there were power windows, cloth seat, usually had a rubber mat in them, and most of them were V6.
Yeah.
And sold them like crazy. Had body color bumpers and grill.
What was the sport package on the XL, STX?
Yeah.
I like those, man. Those were really good looking trucks.
Which was basically what the FX2 took the place of.
Yeah.
The yeah, they,
those were good looking trucks
for the money, for something cheap to run around.
And you could get a 4.6 in one.
You could get a 4.6 in one.
You know, that's what I really hate about the truck world now, or car world in general. You can't buy something reasonable to run around in anymore.
Well, there's
not even new
work trucks have gone out of sight.
Yeah, they're in the mid 30s.
It's like the last few times I've took my truck in for service, you know, they gave me a loaner and they give me a new crew cab Chevrolet Drive. The first two I got were V6s. That blew my mind. And I mean, they're not base trucks. I mean, but...
It's CAFE regulations.
I mean, what do you...
They're trying to push V6s, turbo fours, and
you
everything.
You haul anything bigger than a bag of dog food, and you're going to need some help.
You ain't going to be pulling our trailer with that.
No, you're not. Well, I'll tell you what, we ain't going to pull off of this commercial break either. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on to our man Blake up in Pell City?
Down in Pell City.
Down in, man, is that down?
That's down.
Alabama's about, is down about, if you keep going, you're going to hit the Gulf.
Yeah, exactly. You're in Alabama. Yeah. You're in low country.
He's always sending us dirty jokes and cars I can't afford.
Well, that's my buddy.
Yeah.
Blake is like my right-hand man. I talk to Blake more than I talk to my mother.
I get half my memes from him.
I'm telling you, he's like my supplier. This is where you
like
get them
dealer.
From. Yeah. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So we're talking about sticker shock, and we're talking about bargain basement Porsches. Now, I'll go one better than that, and I'm not a fan of these cars. Now, keep that in mind. Because I was raised right. But price wise, go down to the Maserati dealership. I can buy a brand new Maserati SUV for the same price I can buy the Porsche for. Now, granted, I'm not saying that either one of these vehicles are better. Yeah, this is the thing. I could pay 40, what was it 40 for the loaded out Telluride, whatever the heck it's called. It was 40-something grand.
Yep.
And this thing was loaded out for another 20 grand. I can drive a Maserati.
I know, that's funny.
Well, or a Porsche.
Well, look.
Brand hammer new, both of them.
Well, think about this. Look at the new Toyota SUVs. They're $80-something thousand.
Okay. You know, listen, I hate this, and I'm going to offend somebody when I say it. And I'll be honest with you, to the point I don't care because I'm flustered. I'm red in the face. You can't see it, but I am. When somebody tells me I bought a new Toyota truck, the first thing that pops in my head is the little Toyota truck that the little old man drove to church and drove to the grocery store and he drove to Lowe's to get 6 bales of pine needles in the back of. And it had a 4-cylinder in it and it was a 5-speed.
Those are also $80,000 now.
No, but you know what I'm saying. But no, they can pull it up in a Tundra or whatever. So whenever you say that, the first thing that pops in my head is an 86.
Yeah, you got a Hilux.
Exactly.
Yep.
And you know what I mean? That or a little Tacoma.
Yeah.
Not the new Tacoma that's the size of an F-150.
The 3500.
Yeah, exactly. not the one-ton version Tacoma. but you know, and that's the thing. Like, they're getting bigger. Toyota trucks are huge. I mean, I drove by my Silverado the other day. I mean, I wasn't even aware they made a 450 Tundra. I mean, this thing has two sets of dual rear wheels. I hadn't figured it out. It's got air brakes on it. I don't get it. Well, I thought Toyota's heavy truck division was Hino. You know, and they're over here. And I mean, they're getting huge, though.
That new Nissan Titan with the big Cummins in it. I mean,
well, it's not a big Cummins. But
well, it's
still
a Cummins.
Yeah, and then, I mean, that's...
That's a big truck
it is
for a, being it, a Nissan.
It, there again, I'm the same way. I bought a new Nissan truck. I'm thinking D21, hard body, Frontier. No, I bought a Nissan... Titan.
Diesel.
Yeah.
It's a Titan.
A Titan with a diesel in it. It's got an engine brake. And it's got the. Do you have to have a CDL to drive this thing? How do you say CDL in Japanese? You know, I mean, it's like, I don't get why's all these big like we're making them smaller and they're making them bigger. It's like Godzilla's attacking.
We got a ways to go on making them smaller, though, man. I'd love to see a small little truck again.
Well, see, that's why I was happy with the Ranger coming out, and then I seen the sticker shock of that.
Well, and that, and I'll be honest with you, Ford, I want to tell you something about Ford. I've worked Ford. Richard worked Ford. We know Fords, okay? Two things you need to know about a Ford. One, they're junk. Second, brought to you by, no, I'm just kidding. Second is the Ranger, ever since probably 2003, the only reason it was in the market was to make you buy an F-150.
Yeah.
We had, at the Dad Ford, we had seven Rangers sitting on the lot, and they all sat in the same spot. They would never move them. They would never put them on the front line. They were all high.
Yeah, they're all very expensive.
You can buy an F-150 for $2,500 more. You can get a full-size V8 truck for what you could buy the Ranger. And I could buy a V6 F-150 cheaper than the Ranger.
I sold a loaded-out white extended cab, one of those expensive Rangers, to a guy who his son was in high school, and his 98 or so Explorer didn't start that morning. This was 2006. I sold one of those Rangers for $1,000 over sticker.
Over sticker? What did you do?
Undervalued his trade.
You cunning devil, you.
I was told to
say
do
it. See, I love stories. He was told. My sales manager made me do it. Hey, you know what?
Richard batted his eyes up.
But you know that 1,000? You got 35%. Just keep that in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
That's doing the math in your head. That's $350. Just saying.
But that's not why I did it.
No, that's not why you did it. Yeah, that's exactly why you did it. But this is, I tell you what, if you listen to this show long enough, you will learn so many old car salesman tricks. I'm going to do a YouTube video. I want to unwind a Foursquare online. I think that's going to blow people's minds, is to reverse a Foursquare and just totally debunk it. And this is how, and Richard probably, and I don't know if you've ever seen a salesman use a Foursquare.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Foursquare is the shell game on paper.
Mm-hmm.
The number stays the same. It just moves around the board.
Yeah. They're not trying to find you a good deal.
No. All it is there to confuse you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're going to make this number go up, but we're going to take this number away, and this is the one you're focusing on. This is all you need to worry about right here. At the end of the day, this really ain't that big of a deal.
It's called sleight of hand.
I don't even think they have to do that anymore, because now the only question you got to ask is, what do you want your payment to be?
Oh, that's the worst mistake ever you ever make, walk into a dealership and say, hey, I want to spend $600 a month. Don't ever say that.
No.
That right there is like the devil's like, ring, hey.
We can get you to $600 a month.
And then it never fails. I got 622. You think you could do that?
Mm-hmm.
They could do 560, but we got 622.
They don't even ask how many months it's for.
No, never. We just signed you up for 1,300 months. And I mean, literally, we got you financed down at the Bank of Satan.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, your interest is like 22.9%.
Which is nothing, man. You can refinance in 10 years. Hell, you'll get this thing paid off this century.
And you get a free, I say.
We're going to give you 3 free car washes.
Free.
Once you buy the $1,000 environmental protection package.
Exactly. And once you take it here and wait 6 hours in line, we'll run it through the dirt and squirt out back and bring it back to you.
For free.
I feel so bad, man. I get people that have been taking advantage of that way, coming into like just a regular retail bank all the time. Hey, I need to refinance my 2016 Dodge Dart. All right, let's talk about that. How much you owe on it? 27.
Really?
I remember you telling me that on the way to Tennessee.
That's a real story. My advice to him was, sir, you need to fall in love with this car again.
Yeah, you're stuck with it. You have a family heirloom.
Yeah, you either have a Dart that you love more than life itself, or you have a repo on your record.
Yeah.
Those are your options.
You know what? 7 years bad credit. It's not that bad.
Rather do that than live with the Dart.
I mean, you could go, what's the guy, actor Wade? What's his name? He's on this, actually, this talk radio station while, you know. I shouldn't know that. What's that guy's name? Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey.
Oh, yeah.
Like Dave Ramsey said, just go straight cash. Just go straight cash for a little
while.
Don't
finance a car. Just go buy one.
Yeah, just give them money for it.
Yeah.
Because everybody has thousands of dollars sitting around. Yeah. But, you know, but you see people that get buried upside down in a car. And it blows my mind. I want to do a YouTube video unwinding the Foursquare, and I want to do a YouTube video on finance.
I think that would be a really good one.
I think the world needs to know how. I mean, the secret's up. Because you'd be shocked. The people that walk into a dealership and the number one concern, what's my payment going to be?
Yep.
That's it. That's the worst thing you could ever say.
Don't ever ask that. That doesn't matter.
No, no. You tell them, what do you need your payment at? The lowest humanly possible. That's what you tell them. That drives them nuts. That drives them insane. I tell you what drives me insane is these damn commercial breaks. Every time we get going good, got to stop.
We got to pay the bills, though.
That's right, guys. Stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.